You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly political chat with the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross.
It is indeed Jamie Lee. How are you going?
Hey, Kelly. Not too bad.
Not too bad. Now that you're out of negotiations and things are settling down, how are you feeling?
Oh, not too bad. Literally. Look, there was a period of unhappiness and a bit of grieving that the caucus did, and, and naturally you'd be upset when you're the largest party in Parliament and the decision's been made where you end up in opposition, but then we're professionals, we get up and we move on.
Use
Bill's turns, we get up. We'll get up again. And so we're going to work hard, be good representatives for our electorates. I'm the MP for Botany and I love my job as the local MP, and I'll keep doing a good job for my community.
Now that we are out of negotiations and out the other end, I think maybe kind of a question that a few people are wondering is just sort of how those negotiations went, and maybe what was this sort of the tipping point in terms of why New Zealand First might have gone with Labour.
Well, ultimately, negotiations like this, they're done in good faith, and there's an agreement made at the start that there's some confidentiality around it. And
right.
I think governments, whenever they've done this since we've had MMP, have abided by that, and that's fair and reasonable. When it comes to New Zealand First and their decision, it was ultimately their decision. I think the contrast between a Labour-led government, a National-led government, from what we've seen in the early days, you're seeing that Labour's wanting to ramp up spending considerably. They're taking quite a different approach to the economy, which may or may not be good for the country. We'd argue that our stable economic management was good for job growth and opportunity for New Zealanders, and we're able to increase better public services for Kiwis through that strong economy. They're taking quite a different approach, and I think at the end of the day we saw that New Zealand First was a party that agreed more with big spending, that agreed with going down a different track in terms of tertiary education and the way in which the government spends its money, and we just couldn't agree to many of their demands and their policy desires. There is obviously some common ground, and we found some common ground through the negotiations, but in Winston Peters' views, there probably just wasn't enough, and he made the decision that he did. The trick will be, what do New Zealand First voters think of this? Because at every three-year interval, we all have to go back to the country, back to our voters, and ask for their support again. And based on what I've seen and heard from New Zealand First voters that have a bit of buyer's remorse, there may be some people wondering whether they realised that their vote was going to put a Labour government into office. But ultimately, it's up to Winston Peters and his party, and they made the choice that they're able to.
So as you're sort of saying before, you know, National in the past has sort of been that kind of going down that neoliberalism route, and, you know, in a New Zealand sense.
I think the only people that really use the term neoliberalism sit in universities.
Well, hey, here we are. Here we are in a uni studio. So, okay, so for the purpose of the conversation, in that sort of direction, perhaps, so now that you're sitting in the opposition, what are some of the dangers that you see that Labour might pose to what you saw as, you know, what National saw as going in that correct direction?
Well, I think a danger for the country is that if the government can't maintain its shape and can't be stable in its approach to governing, that's detrimental for the economy, for markets, and that ends up being detrimental for average New Zealanders. You've got in the government a Labour-Green New Zealand First government where the Greens and New Zealand First don't actually talk to each other much. And in the past, they haven't particularly liked one another. Now, I hope for the country that they're able to get on and do a good job governing, because ultimately we want prosperity for New Zealanders. A dysfunctional government doesn't necessarily hurt politicians, it actually hurts the voters and it hurts the country. And so I'm hopeful that they can paper over any cracks that form. We've already seen a few with the likes of the Kermadec legislation. I hope that they're able to sort any differences out for the sake of New Zealand. But there will be areas of disagreement with their negotiations with Labour. Whether they're apparent right now, I'm not sure that they are. we need them to do a good job as a country, so that they can continue, so that New Zealand can continue to deliver a strong economy that has more jobs for people. At the end of the day, people need a job, they need to be able to put food on the table, they need to be able to get an education, get good healthcare. We were able to deliver that for 9 years, and the country will be demanding that too.
So now that you're, you know, the opposition and people are saying, from National, are saying, you know, that we're preparing to be a very strong opposition, and you know, we intend to keep the government accountable. You know, how do you plan on doing that without sort of prohibiting growth, but obviously still keeping the government to its word?
Well, in a parliamentary democracy, you have one side of the House of Representatives that gets to make the decisions as a government, and then you have the other side whose job is to ensure the government is held accountable. Accountability in government and in parliament is important. Scrutiny and sunlight, it's a good form of disinfectant. And so the role of the opposition, even though it can be seen as being very negative, it's actually about holding a government to account and ensuring they're doing the right thing by New Zealanders. And you use the tools available to you, such as questions for oral answer and select committees. And there are structures in place like the OIA that ensures governments are scrutinised. We'll be using those. But then as you go through the three-year period, it comes down to policy development and what alternative you're going to offer New Zealanders when they go into the ballot box. So our job is to both hold the government to account, but also continue to promote a positive message and vision for New Zealanders. I believe we went into the election with a positive vision and a positive message. We're not going to just abandon everything there, because ultimately 45% of New Zealanders decided that they supported that vision. The difference between sitting on the government side and the opposition side in our case was a couple of percent. Yeah. We need to relook and get an understanding of how things are evolving in the country. But you won't be seeing whole-scale changes to everything that the National Party stood for. Mm. We've stood for stability and growth, and that's what we will still be standing for in the future.
So that vision that you're speaking about and standing for, are you preparing for 2020 already?
Oh, absolutely. As I said at the start of the program, we had a period of disappointment and a bit of a period of grieving. Then you get back up again, you be professional, and you work out what you need to do to go forward and for the next 3 years. How are your plans going to be put in place? What do you want to achieve? So we'll be putting in place structures, we'll be putting in place teams of MPs to work in certain areas to ensure that they're holding the government to account, developing good policy for the future, and putting in place a positive message about the government that we'd like to lead into 2020.
Fabulous. All right. Well, finally, I do have to ask, the Eminem song. What's the feeling there in the National Party about that?
Oh, the court made a decision. I understand there's still going to be some ongoing litigation potentially happening there. And so the party will have to make a call. And when I say the party, I don't mean the parliamentary wing. I mean the organisational wing of the party.
Right.
And the board there will have to make a call on what it wants to do. Other parties are involved as well, and working out the strategy there. Court's made a call, and we'll have to review our position. There's still some time there. Straight after a court case, parties usually consider their positions, and
right.
National will still be doing that.
Well, it's a good song. You know, I don't blame you for using it. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Jamie Lee. We'll talk to you again next week.
Cheers, Kelly. Bye-bye.
That was the National Party's Jamie Lee Ross. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.